From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Mexico is still reeling from the lives lost and the devastation of a 7.1 magnitude earthquake earlier this week, as well as a 6.1 magnitude rumble on Saturday. As the official death toll has climbed past 300, the Navy rescue dog has become a source of pride and hope as search for victims continues. Ryan Brooks reports.
Frida, the Navy rescue dog, has put her nose to work saving 12 lives and uncovering more than 40 bodies, all trapped beneath the rubble of Mexico City. It's far more than any other rescue dog at work, earning the 7-year-old Labrador social media stardom as a symbol of hope and Mexican pride. Mexico's army, the U.S., and Chile, among others, have all brought dogs to join in the search.
That's reporter Ryan Brooks. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho lambasted U.S. President Donald Trump. Melissa Melton has the story.
During his remarks at the United Nations General Assembly on Saturday, Ri said Trump's insult makes our rocket's visit to the entire U.S. mainland inevitable all the more. Ri called Trump a mentally deranged person full of megalomania who is holding the nuclear button. He said the country's nuclear force is a war deterrent to end U.S. nuclear threat and prevent U.S. invasion. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The U.S. Air Force flew B-1B Lancer bombers and fighter jets to the international airspace over the waters east of North Korea on Saturday. The Pentagon said the mission was designed to show the many military options U.S. President Donald Trump has to deal with the grave threat presented by North Korea's nuclear program. This is VOA News. A humanitarian crisis grew Saturday in Puerto Rico as towns were left without fresh water, fuel, power, or phone service following Hurricane Maria's devastating passage across the island. Resident Ricardo Martinez describes his experience during the storm.
Well, suddenly it started raining, you know, and then we didn't think it was going to come that high, you know, because the last time that it came up by this high right here on the ground. It didn't come inside the house. But this time it just, too quick. It just rushed within 15, 20 minutes. The water just gushed down from down this way, bringing everything down.
A group of anxious mayors arrived in the capital to meet with Governor Ricardo Rossello to present a long list of items they urgently need. The death toll from Maria stood at 7 after a body was found in a river. Officials say the death toll is expected to rise. The United Nations is calling the situation for the mostly Rohingya Muslim refugees in Myanmar catastrophic. VOA's Steve Reddish reports on the humanitarian effort in the region.
The nearest estimates suggest there are more than 400,000 Rohingya refugees that have crossed the Myanmar border into Bangladesh. And aid officials say that right now, there is not enough food, water, or medicine to go around. Aid groups are trying to keep up with a huge number of sick children and adults who are living in makeshift refugee camps. Recent rains are making the situation worse. There is not enough food to go around, and the supplies that are available are difficult to deliver to the people who need it. The United Nations has airlifted in thousands of tents, but they have no floors. Inside the makeshift camps, there is little drinking water, no toilets, soap, or buckets. Steve Reddish, VOA News.
The president of the Kurdish Regional Government in northern Iraq, Masoud Barzani, says Monday's referendum on independence would not result in an immediate change, but instead would trigger talks with Baghdad about an independent future. He said the Kurdish government would begin discussions with Iraqi officials on such issues as border demarcation, division of natural resources, and a timeline for declaring independence. The Trump administration is firmly against the planned referendum and has tried to deter the Kurds from holding it, warning it could have serious consequences. British Prime Minister Theresa May said about a plan on Friday to retain full access to EU's single market for 2 years after Brexit to try to reassure businesses and reset the tone of stalled negotiations with Brussels. But her proposals for such transition for meeting Britain's financial obligations for protecting EU citizens' rights fell short of what the EU wanted.
That's the latest world news from VOA.